Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 9th, Thursday, 2019, day 129. Today's topic, it is I, don't be afraid. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 68, verses 1 to 6, 1 Samuel chapter 5, verse 1 to chapter 7, verse 17. John chapter 6, verses 1 to 21, Proverbs 14, verses 32 to 33. Now, today's main passage. John 6, 19 to 21. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. One time when I was quite busy, I received a phone call. The person in the phone said, "Hello." I said, "Who am I talking?" "It is I, your wife." Huh. How can I, unable to recognize my wife's voice? First, I was very busy, not focused. Second, my cell did not receive well. How could Jesus' disciples not able to recognize Jesus? First, they were frightened in the midst of big storm. Second, they could not see well in the midst of storm. But the point of all this is the word, "It is I." If we really can be able to hear Jesus telling us, "It is I," then I do not think there is a storm can push us into fear. May you have an intimate relationship with Jesus that you can recognize him and always be able to hear him saying to you, "It is I." Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be able to recognize you, close to you, so that we can hear you saying to us, "It is I," always. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how has today's message given you inspiration? Number two, what is your next step to be able to recognize Jesus, close to Jesus, so that you can hear him saying, "It is I." Family Corner. Find an opportunity to share with your family members the recent experience of your hearing Jesus saying to you, "May the Lord bless you."